Psalm 139 is one of the most intimate of psalms, as many of you know, and I just would like to read a portion of it. We picture here the relationship that David feels to his heavenly Father. He says, "O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You've laid your hand on me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." Years ago, I heard the illustration of a great skeptic, Voltaire, that, of course, rejected God. And one of the things he said, "I feel like a caged monkey when I think that how God sees everything I do and everything that I am." But how many of you know when we belong to God, we want Him to see everything we are and who we are in relationship to Him? That brings comfort, and that's what David is describing here. He says, "Lord, where can I flee from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand is on me. You guide me, your right hand will hold me fast." And then a little bit later, and we all know this passage, many of us do tonight, but I think it's at the heart of what we're celebrating here tonight. And as I read it, take comfort in it and know how personal our God is. He says, "For you created me in my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God." How many say tonight that we serve an awesome God? He knows us inside and out. He created us in our mother's womb, the Bible says. He saw our unformed body before it was made, and all the days ordained for us were placed in His book before any of them came to be. It's really something too much for us to fathom tonight. This is Missions Week, as all of you know. I'm sure most of you have, but if anybody missed this morning, we had a focus on the whole another part of the world there. But tonight we wanted to bring it home and bring it home to a ministry just introduced to you that many of you I know are familiar with, but to celebrate the lives that are being touched and changed and saved through the Pregnancy Care Center. And Cindy Boston is the founder and president of the ministry there, and just a wonderful gal here in the church. Her and Darwin serve here at Central, and Cindy just does an amazing job at the center, and she's unable to be here because of health reasons tonight, but we are so pleased, and I want you to give a big hand to four people that are all from Central Assembly and on the board of directors there and faithful servants at Pregnancy Care Center. Would you give these four a hand tonight? And I'll introduce them in just a moment. Carl and I went and toured the center, several weeks back, and had lunch with Darwin and Cindy afterwards, and we were both just absolutely amazed. I'm curious tonight, how many of you have never been to the Pregnancy Care Center here in Springfield? Let me see your hand. That's amazing. Okay, all of you, are they invited to go? Yeah. Would they be invited? Yes. Okay, seriously, you need to go. It's on the south end of town. And how many know everything is within 15 minutes of Springfield, Missouri? Let me see your hand. All right, so wherever you are. So it's not too far for you to make it there. If you would go and just take the walk around the office and just on that first level, realizing they actually have more than one level where they have classrooms and else down below, but just to walk around and to let them escort you for just a few minutes, you alone will realize how God is blessing this work in an incredible way. But how many believe every life is important to God? Amen. Carl and I, years ago, there in Mesa, became part of it was a type of a pregnancy care center. It was a crisis pregnancy center that had then gone independent, and they freely shared the gospel. They were able to just minister to young women, young men as they came in, but especially to women. Since then, they have expanded in what they are doing, and we were thrilled to be a part of them relocating, helping them find property, had many board meetings in our home, and it was just a wonderful experience. And when we were privileged that day to go and see what is right here in Springfield and to know that it takes people with vision and with a with a spirit that says, you know, I'm going to follow this thing through, because we know to see what has been built and established to this point, I just know there have been a lot of hurdles that Cindy and her team have overcome to bring it to this point. But it is a gold mine ministry right here. Many at Central are involved, and that's why we wanted to celebrate it tonight, and I think you're going to really enjoy the evening. So let me quickly introduce, so that you know, and many of you do know who they are, but this is Carly Touchstone. Obviously, many of you know Carly. And then we have Carissa Gads here, Carissa Gad. And then we have Joyce Diltz, is that right? And then Sherry Schaefer, all right? And they're all from Central. And I'm going to take my seat here, and we're just going to kind of interview them. Would each of you take the mic there and be prepared? Three of the four have made it very known that they're not public speakers, and I won't mention which three of the four. Carly pastored, enough said. But how many of you thank God for people that are serving the Lord? Amen? And so it's really an honor, and I appreciate them coming in Cindy Boston's stead tonight. And Cindy would have loved to have been here to have shared this with her home church. But why don't we begin? Carissa, if you would start, and could you tell us a client story then?
Absolutely. I spent time this week with the medical staff at Pregnancy Care Center, and I was blown away with the extreme professionalism that I saw, the peace and love that these ladies and men were ready to serve these clients as they came through the door. I also met a young lady this week. Her name is Whitney, and when she was in college, about ready to graduate, she found herself pregnant. And she's a very logical, beautiful, intelligent young lady who laid out all of her options. So she first thought, I could terminate the pregnancy. No one in my family will know. I will save their face. I could have this child, do the hard work of raising this child, or I could adopt this baby out. So she laid it all out, thought about it, went to the father of the baby and talked to him, and he said, the only one I'll support you in is abortion. Other than that, I am out of here. And he was. So what she did was she started to search all over the place trying to find someone who would tell her that abortion was okay. It wasn't as bad as what she thought. And everyone she ran into, there was one in particular that said, you need to go to Pregnancy Care Center. They have some information for you, and they can help you along. She walks through the door, and immediately she's met with that professionalism and that love and that peace that they gave. And they answered her questions, and they gave her a pregnancy test, showed her the ultrasound, gave her some supplies she might need, gave her an attorney that was going to help her with some legal issues that she was having trouble with. And she then decided, I can do this. She was equipped with a decision that she could make on her own to have this child, and she made that decision. She attended the classes, the parenting classes. We supplied her with some of the needs that she needed. And in her own words, she said, Pregnancy Care Center gave me true pregnancy options. They never told me what to do, but they equipped me to make my own decisions. No one should face a crisis alone. Pregnancy Care Center was there when I was desperate, and they gained nothing from me, but they cared and loved me. The Pregnancy Care Center staff stands ready minute by minute to meet every need that walks through the door. They were never shocked this week when I watched them process all of these situations when things would come through the door. They were ready with professionalism, love, and peace. And what I would have to say about the center that I saw this week was the hand of God is definitely in that place.
Awesome. Carly, how old is the center, and what is the mission of Pregnancy Care Center?
The center was is 10 years old, or about 10 years old. It was in 3 years of development before that, and Cindy was used by God to bring it about, to get the first board of directors. And the mission has three words to it that I think are very important. It's compassionate care, and it's education, and it's abstinence. It's compassionate care for those who are seeking help with an unplanned pregnancy. It's there to educate them after they have had that pregnancy and maybe carrying the baby to full term. And there are tremendous programs that we have available. And thirdly, we have to address the abstinence issue because that's the situation. I like this statement that we have: to better the health and wellness of young people in Southwest Missouri. That's what we're about. We have our value. What do we value? We value the unborn child. It's a highly valued thing with us. The pregnant young woman, the father of that baby, and yes, those who have already terminated a pregnancy and they're hurting. This is part of our mission statement. So we're a not-for-profit organization, 10 years old. We have reached and served 185,000 people, and we've saved 5,500 lives. Give God praise. Hallelujah.
Sherry, why does a community like Springfield, Missouri? I mean, we look around, there's a church on about every corner, and we know we're strong with AG and Baptist churches everywhere and the Assemblies of God headquarters. Why would Springfield need a center like this?
Pastor Jeff, Pregnancy Care Center has been successful and focused on reducing 9 red flags in our community. One being child abuse and neglect, which we hear a lot about. Communicable disease, babies' low birth weight, teen pregnancies, families in poverty, domestic violence, fatherless families, school dropout rate, and mother smoking. And those are the 9 focused flags that we are continuing to stay in touch with and continuing to in our efforts to reduce those.
So, Joyce, tell us about the staff, and then how does someone get involved if they want to be a part?
Okay, I'm going to share with you about our volunteers, and Pregnancy Care Center is a great organization, and we do great work, and we rely heavily on the well over 100 volunteers that come to the center on a regular basis. Our core mission, which is the pregnancy testing, client mentoring, the ultrasound and abstinence, almost all of that work is done by volunteers who are trained and supervised by our staff. We have one full-time nurse who supervises 11 volunteer nurses who do the pregnancy testing and the ultrasound, and our abstinence director oversees about a dozen young professionals who have been trained to do abstinence presentations in the school. We have a number of other volunteers, including teachers, parents, professionals, retirees, who volunteer in a number of areas, our reception area, and they help us with special projects and events. And we also have a pediatrician and several social workers who volunteer at the center. We have students from the local colleges and universities who volunteer as a way of completing their internship programs. And Dr. Mark McCorkle volunteers his time and professional services as our medical director and oversees our ultrasound program. We always need more volunteers, and if you would like to get involved, it's very easy. You can just contact the center either by phone or our website or sign up tonight at our table in the foyer, and we will send you a volunteer packet which will give you more information about how you can volunteer. And then we have a volunteer specialist that will meet with you and determine your area of interest and your time availability. And then we offer comprehensive training in whatever area that you're going to serve. As a result of hearing a presentation here at Central by Dr. Mark McCorkle, the Lord stirred my heart, and I became a volunteer prior to joining our board of directors. And I will say, if you want to be involved in God's mission field, here in Springfield, you belong to the, or you need to come to the Pregnancy Care Center. You will see lives changed and needs met. And it's all because we have a great community of volunteer workers that help us.
Amen. Awesome. Now, it sounds like you have a lot of volunteers.
We do.
But you still need volunteers.
We still need volunteers. We always need volunteers. When someone comes to volunteer, they can't always stay. You know, they have to leave for various reasons. And so we are always recruiting and always training. We have ongoing training for volunteers.
Can it be within just a little couple hours a week here and there? Or what kind of demand does it make on time?
The time is very flexible. Some people will volunteer an hour or two a month. Some people will volunteer 2 or 3 hours a week. I volunteered one afternoon a week. And some people will just volunteer occasionally, like at our walk coming up. We will have over 200 volunteers helping us with that. Over 100 churches and local organizations, and we expect about 2,000 people to be there. So there's quite a lot of flexibility in how you can volunteer.
That's awesome. Quickly to each of you, Carly, how did you get involved? How long ago? And just briefly, in each of you, if you'd share that.
In the early 1980s, I was confronted with abortion in our community up in Rochester, New York. And I was invited to participate with Right to Life. And our Catholic counterparts have a head jump on us when it comes to activity among saving the lives of the unborn. And we compliment the Catholic community for doing this. But they challenged me to become part of Right to Life. But I didn't like that political side to it. Then I had some friends who were abortion they were aggressively in-your-face abortion people. And those are, they're still my friends. And they wanted me to get out there and protest and do a bunch of things. And I didn't feel comfortable with that. And then after a little while, one of the members of the church came and said, we need a pro-life Compass Care pregnancy care center here. And so our church gave the first $5,000 in the early 80s toward doing this. And somebody said, that's a lot of money back in the 80s. And we started that. And then I became on the board and president, chairman. I'm actually chairman of the board for it. And then on another board for a maternity home. So we were really trying to do quiet ministry, and there is no better way to serve the unborn than a center like Pregnancy Care Center. Unless you want to be an advocate politically or you want to get in the people's face, the most compassionate way to serve, I found, was through an organization like Pregnancy Care Center, and I've served ever since then.
That's great. How about you, Carissa?
Oh, let's see. Roger and I know Cindy and Darwin Boston, and so Cindy has talked to me over a number of years asking me to serve on the board, and I kept telling her, I'm just a mom, and what can I do, and what could I bring, and she kept talking to me. I'm also an educator, a mom of three girls, and my heart really is educating young people on what truth is. And so finally, a year ago, I think I'm one of the newer board members here, I told her yes, and I've served for a little over a year.
Well, we're glad you finally obeyed God, Carissa. Good grief. Took you a long time. No, that's great. It's great. Joyce, you kind of touched on that, but again, then what pulled you in?
Well, initially, it was the presentation by Dr. McCorkle about the center. It was pretty new around that time, and there was a great need. And so then as I went and volunteered, Cindy just asked me if I would like to serve on the board. And so it has been a very rewarding experience for me to be a part of the leadership at the center, to see her passion and vision for what we do, which is very inspiring and very catching for all of us. The board is just... sometimes she probably thinks she has to drag us along, but we are right there behind her, really trying to fulfill this mission in the best way we can.
That's great. Sherry, how about you?
Well, I too have known Cindy for several years, and my husband and family and I have been involved as volunteers with pregnancy care for quite some time. But in the business community here in Springfield, pregnancy care is very fondly thought of, especially with their growth that they've had and the favor that they've had in the community. So, of course, trying to connect in my world the business side and a Christ-centered not-for-profit, that was my initial interest. But now that I've gotten in and gotten to see how deep and transparent the mission is and getting to meet some folks that have been assisted through it, it's just been a real blessing, and I consider it an honor.
That's great. How about you and Carissa? Can you tell us the overall the services offered then and what we would consider a lot of as ministry to our community, but can you just share one of you or both?
One of the programs that we offer is actually our medical clinic. Our medical clinic on Primrose, as we mentioned, offers pregnancy testing, ultrasound, and then we have medical referrals for prenatal care to existing local physicians that we work with and refer actively to.
We have an excellent expectant mom mentoring program. Those mentors are right there ready when those clients come through the door, and they do long-term mentoring. It's not just a one-time or just while you're pregnant. They continue to stay with that young lady or young man for at least a few years.
One of the other programs we offer is Building Healthy Babies nutritional classes. These are classes that actually equip pregnant mothers with comprehensive nutrition education for healthy birth weight babies.
Single mom relationships. It's an educational class that coaches single moms to invest in positive relationships, and they also teach them how to protect their babies.
One of the other neat programs is actually for fathers. This is called Fatherhood 365 Mentoring. We have actual real experienced dads who actually get involved and encourage to teach expectant fathers to stay connected through different mentoring relationships.
There's another program along that line called 24/7 Men, and it's a class that teaches men what it is to be a man, how to deal with anger, coping skills, relationships, and what a healthy relationship with a child is.
We also have a Choices Project. The Choices Projects assist schools here in Springfield to meet state goals through relationship education and healthy sexual choices. We have volunteers that go into our school system. They talk with kids at their level to help them make appropriate choices.
We have a class on accountability. We offer financial assistance for education, vehicle purchase, and safe housing for all of our clients.
Wow. Do we need this at Central Assembly? That's fantastic. Isn't that an amazing array of ministries that they have there? Isn't that awesome? It's incredible. Joyce, how about the facility then? I bragged on it a little bit, but tell us about the facility.
Well, we are the proud owners of a building on East Primrose. We own the first and third floors of that building, and as you have attested to, it is a beautiful facility, and it really has enhanced our ministry to our clients. Just to give you a little background about how it all happened, you know, the Pregnancy Care Center has experienced rapid growth since our beginning, and we were really outgrowing our space on South National. So in 2006, Cindy asked our board to begin praying about relocating to a larger facility and purchasing our own building. So through a series of miracles, we began a capital campaign program in 2007. And one of our first miracles happened when the Springfield Abortion Clinic closed its doors, and the local owners of that building donated it to the Pregnancy Care Center. Great. That's a miracle. That's a miracle in itself. The Missouri Baptist Children's Home now uses that building for their ministry, and they will purchase it from us later this year. And we will use the nearly $300,000 in proceeds to help us pay for our building. It's interesting to think that a place that once brought tears of sorrow, loss, and regret, now there are tears of joy as children are placed in adoption, and our babies are placed in adoption, and children are reunited with their families. The Primrose location tripled our square footage and provided much needed space for client rooms, staff offices, our abstinence program, and educational areas. The ultrasound room is much larger, and a client's entire family can come in, see the ultrasound, and view a picture that is worth a thousand words. A fatherhood grant provided some flat screen TVs for our educational areas. And we use those also in other areas of the building to display our classes and services and upcoming events. It has always been our goal to treat our clients with dignity. And we feel that having an up-to-date facility that relates to our clients and we treat them well, it opens their heart to our message. Just to touch on our funding a little bit, we are privately funded by individuals, churches, and funding groups, with most of our funding coming from individuals. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Central Assembly for their very generous commitment, financial commitment to us over the years. We have really appreciated the support from Central Assembly. Our budget in the beginning was around $80,000, and this year our budget is over $1 million. In addition, we are nearly completing our $2.2 million capital campaign goal. We have been blessed with generous donors, and we appreciate every gift. Our organization is operated by faith, and God has met our needs miraculously time and again. I believe that the mission of the Pregnancy Care Center is very close to the heart of God, and that He moves upon the hearts of His people to give to us, and we are truly grateful for His blessing.
Amen. That's awesome. Carly, in 10 years, how would you say this center has impacted Springfield?
We heard just a moment ago about the Choice Project. The Choice Project, the latest statistics, according to Cindy Boston, and I'm going to read her statement, as related to teen pregnancies, the Choice Project provides relationship and abstinence education through local schools. In the three counties of the program, teen pregnancies are down 24%. She states, these are record-setting statistics in the world of pregnancy centers. So to God be the glory.
Wow.
Amen.
Praise God. Great.
Praise God. As to the nine markers that Sherry was talking about, these are nine standards that are looked at by manufacturing and industrial people who are looking at Springfield as a place to locate their businesses. They look at these markers for various reasons. Even people who are searching for a place to live can look at these markers and determine what kind of community Springfield is. As a member of the board of directors, I can please to tell you, Pastor, and my fellow congregants, that Pregnancy Care Center is making a difference in Springfield. We are helping to address these nine critical areas of our community. And Pregnancy Care Center is doing a remarkable job. The Christian community should be very thankful that we have such an organization right here doing a quiet work with the business and political community to make a marked difference in the standards and morality of our community. May I just go ahead and state that the concrete markers that Sherry referred to and the Choice Program, but the effectiveness of the Fatherhood Program is significant. Let me make this very clear as I can. It cost about $100,000 to the economy for every abortion that is performed. They may only cost $593 to do, but the overall cost is nearly $100,000 when you consider all the ramifications of the mother's health in the years that she continues to live and produce additional children. For every baby we save, the socioeconomic impact is $1,400,000 to the good. So every baby we save will produce about $1.4 million in felt value in the community. And how do they do that? Because every baby that is saved is another worker, another taxpayer. Or otherwise you could say, it's another person who will spend, save, invest, and innovate new things. It is God's plan for children to be born into the world and to provide for the next generation. The Social Security system is being impacted right now because there is, since 1970, there is 50.4 million less children or less people in the United States. And what is the impact of that? It impacts the gross domestic product by $37 trillion in the last, since 1970. Is that an impact? If it's an impact felt nationwide, it's an impact felt right here in our community. So as we think of the socioeconomic influence and its socioeconomic cost to our society, it is by far better to save a baby than to abort a baby. So whatever Central Assembly can do to help us with the abstinence program in Central High School or any other church, by the way, we have 100 churches helping us in our mission here in the Springfield area. If we can get the abstinence message out, we can be there for the unplanned pregnancies, we can help change the situation right here in Springfield, Missouri. I want to just boil the numbers down one more time. I shared it with Pastor Jeff, and he said, speak slowly. I'm a preacher. I speak fast. The number of abortions that have occurred since 1970 is the equivalent population of the 60 largest cities in the United States. May I say it again? The number of babies that have been aborted since 1970 is the equivalent of the 60 largest cities, New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and going down the list. Put those populations together, and that's the economic impact that this has had. But Pastor, may I just say one more word? We're impacting Springfield in a very positive way. But our impact on Springfield is only a little bit when you compare the impact that we're having on the heart of God. God is blessed when a life is saved. And everything that Pregnancy Care Center does to help in the unplanned pregnancy community blesses the heart of God. Amen. Truly, we can say that God loves those who are the most vulnerable in our society, and the value supersedes anything economic because He loves the little children, the babies. He loves the mothers of those babies. And He loves the fathers of those babies. He has a plan and He has a purpose for every one of them. And we here at Central can help them find their way after they've found their way to the Pregnancy Care Center. Truly, Jesus loves the little children. And we need to have a huge impact in our community.
Amen. At this point, I'd like all of us to stand, and we have some very special guests that I'd like us to welcome to Central. Here are a few clients and their little children that they chose life, and I think we need to give them a hand and celebrate this. Would you all come forward tonight, and let's welcome them as they come to Central. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Now, is this not a beautiful sight? Because this is life, and God is the author of life. Carissa, would you like to say a couple things? And maybe
our
there are
guest,
a couple
we have Kim Tucker here on the end, and our beautiful daughter, Kiara. She came to the center 10 years ago. Kiara's 10 years old, and we are so blessed to have her. Amen. And you may recognize her face because she worships with us here at Central.
Awesome.
Next, we have Garrett and Anna Rooney with beautiful, sweet little Emily. Emma. And Anna graduated from high school in May, and Garrett is currently enrolled at OTC, majoring in network technology. This is Heather Widener and her son, Kellen. She came to us in October of 2009. She is currently attending classes on parenting, and she's back in school studying medical coding and transcription. This is Whitney Morgan. I told you her story at the beginning of tonight's service, and her beautiful daughter, Layton. Next, we have Lisa Jackson. She came to our center in the year of 2000. She also has 10-year-old twins here. She was actually in the hospital, bedridden. She looked over and saw the center and came over at that time. She is now a nurse at St. John's Hospital. Next, I believe we have Ashley Wolf and Aiden, and who came to Pregnancy Care Center in January of 2007. She was 18 and in high school, and with the help of Pregnancy Care Center, she finished high school and has raised precious Aiden and has completed college and is planning a wedding in July.
Yes, right.
And then last but not least, we have Julianne and Matt Fanning with their son Nicholas, who is 6. Julianne came to Pregnancy Care Center 6 years ago, homeless and grieving the death of a family member. Pregnancy Care Center gave her the support she needed, found her a home to live in, and walked alongside her during this very dark time in her life. I have a couple of clients who would just like to say one more thing to you, and the first one is Garrett.
Hi, I'm Garrett. You guys, they introduced me. And anyway, the one thing that impacted me most about the Pregnancy Care Center was just how much they cared. I mean, from the very first moment that we called to set up an appointment, we just could tell that there was something different about them than anybody else we had spoken to, because we really didn't know where to go because we knew we were in the wrong, and we just felt, that love and that kindness as soon as we called Pregnancy Care Center, and they've been there for us, for as long as that we've been going, which we started last July, and they've just been such a blessing to our life. And we made the decision to get married, and the Lord just blessed us in so many ways, and I'm so grateful for the Pregnancy Care Center and what they did for us. And I'm enjoying life, and I love it so much, being a father. And, I did not expect to be a father at this age, but I love it, and I am so glad that I am. And I just wanted to say thank you to the Pregnancy Care Center, because, without them, a lot of things probably would have been different for us. So I think they deserve the credit for everything that we've accomplished in our lives.
Amen.
Hi, I just want to thank everyone for listening to this, and I just wanted to tell the young ladies of the audience that, just don't forget this, because I've been where you are and grew up in church, and I thought, this could never happen to me. You know, I'll never let this happen. And it can happen. So be careful, be smart. You know, don't get lazy with your morals. You know, stand firm. There's a great big world that'll push the limit for you every day, tell you it's okay. And, you know, just stand firm. And when in doubt, you know, just always go back to the Bible. Like, that's your ground. You know, that's where you should be basing your decisions off of. And a place like this is really great also to volunteer. And it looks good on your resume, for one. for two, you know, it'll bless you. You'll make connections and you'll be moved. And it's really ironic how happy we become when we serve. You know, naturally, we just want to be selfish, and we think that's what will make us happy. And you find miserable people who are self-gratifying. But this will really bless you. And the center, I'm so thankful for all they've done for me. And just don't forget this place. Thank you.
I just wanted to say, anybody who's considering volunteering, you'll never regret it. I went back and volunteered for a little while as well. And even recently, my twins are 10 years old, and I've had some difficult times, and I still can call my mentor. She's still there.
Wow.
Cindy is always there, too. She never turns you away. I mean, she's just such a caring person. And I think it would be gratifying to anybody if you could just experience it, understand the lives you're going to impact, the friendships you're going to make, the kids you're going to meet. So thank you so much.
I just wanted to thank you all so much once again for being here. If we can give them another hand. And on behalf of the Board of Pregnancy Care Center, I'd like to thank you, Pastor Jeff, for opening the service to us. And thank you all for your openness and your willing hearts to the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Why don't we stand again? And Carla, would you mind coming up, honey, and just to pray? We want to pray over these, not only these young ladies, but how many thank God for some young men that are open to mentoring and willing to step forward and receive ministry there, huh? Is that not good? And thank God for that. But Carla, would you come and why don't we bow our heads together? We just want to pray a blessing. Central, let's put our hands out toward these. And really, as they represent all the clients that come through Pregnancy Care Center, let's just pray over them and ask God to bless the choices they've made. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we just come to you tonight, Lord, with hearts of gratitude and just awe what you do in each of our lives individually, Lord. And I thank you so much for the work that you're doing at Pregnancy Care Center through the leadership there, through the board, the volunteers, Lord, and for the lives that you're changing because of their work, Lord, because of their willingness to serve you, God. And we just thank you for each life that has been saved because of the center, Lord, each baby, each family that is represented, each struggle, Father, that you've smoothed, and each heart that you have softened, Lord, and each path that you have made straight, Father. We just thank you for it, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We ask a complete blessing on the center, Lord. I pray that for 10 more years, Lord, and for all the future families that will be involved and will be blessed, Lord, we just pray that you continue to give them favor in our community. Order their steps, Father, as they further their ministry. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.